Hey, I don't really know how to start this whole thing off, so, how are you? Or maybe I should ask if you still remember me first. Yeah, no, I'm Purple Juice, from high school. Yeah. I was just passing by and figured I would say hi, you know? God, I haven't talked to you in ages. How's life? How's it going? Good, yeah? Yeah, that's what we all say, huh? Ugh, I really should stop using that as a conversation starter. Anyway, can I come in for a bit? Or is it a bad time or something? No? Thank you. So, how is life? Do you have a wife? Kids? Oh, and what are you working as? I know back then you really struggled choosing a subject for your studies. Oh, that does sound cool. Very interesting. So, no wife and no kids either, huh? Enjoying the solitude? That's what I call it now. You know, being single. Anyway, oh, what I'm here for. So, I'm not very good at hiding it then, huh? I know I'm very nervous and I'm shaking a bit, but I really tried to make it look like a normal visit from an old friend. Well, didn't work out, huh? Oh God, how do I say it? I'm 30 now. You don't get it? So that's not enough yet. Yeah, I figured as much. So, do you remember that one party, I guess? It was like super late and you walked me home and we ended up talking for hours and hours before I finally went inside. And for some reason, we talked about our future and I mentioned that I really wanted to have kids and then I said that. I'm sure you have good genes, which somehow you didn't pick up on. And then I said that if I should not have made reasonable progress regarding my family planning up until I turned 30, I would consult you for help, to put it nicely. I know. All of this is a lot, and you thought it was a joke, and hell, at the time I probably thought so too. I thought it would never come to this, and yet, here I am. Yes, you understood that correctly. I want you to help me have a baby. I know that this is a lot to ask of you, and I know that it's been a long time since we had any contact whatsoever, but I cannot imagine a better person than you to do this with. I just remember how safe and comfortable I always felt around you. I liked the person I was when I was with you know? No one has ever truly made me feel that way again. I've had so many bad experiences since then. Toxic relationships and all that, but you've just always been so nice to me, and I can't lie, I had the biggest crush on you in high school. So maybe it's that. Maybe my memories of you, of us, are a bit idealized. I don't know. But I still don't know if you simply didn't get the hints or I don't know. I mean, I sent you one of these cute heart emojis. Dummy. What more was I supposed to do? Anyway, all I ask of you is that you think about it. I have all the legalities set up, and I'll just leave them here so that you can take your time and read them. If you have any questions or want to make any changes, just give me a call. But basically, you have no duties and all the rights you could want. No child support, no costs in any form or shape whatsoever, and the possibility to see and visit the child if you want to. How will we go about it? Oh, no, I don't want you to donate any sperm. Ideally, I want to do it the natural, the traditional way. If that's okay with you. No, don't laugh at me. I'm not sure if I believe in all that nonsense, but yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I do believe in it, just a little. I know. I truly shouldn't believe in such things. I mean, I even took the biology advanced course back in school, remember? Of all people, I should know. But, you know, maybe, just maybe there's something to it. Maybe it will increase my fertility if I'm aroused. Maybe it will increase your sperm count if you're aroused. I don't know. But what I do know is that I want to remember the night. Or probably rather one of the nights, my or our, however you want, baby was made. Besides, just think of it as a reward for you, for your efforts, or whatever. So, that's about it, I think. I'll leave you to it now, and whenever you have made a decision, just let me know. And no pressure. I won't be mad. Trust me. Yeah. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Bye. And thanks for considering it. Hey. And made a decision yet? You want to do it? Great. Thank you. I really can't thank you enough. I'm so relieved. No, you don't have to do anything. I will make all the arrangements. I'll pick a date that works for me, or my body rather, and book a hotel room for us. I'll send you all the information once I have them, okay? Yeah, cool. See you there then, I guess. Oh, and one last thing. If you could make sure not to come a couple of days beforehand, I would really appreciate it. You will? Aw, thank you. You're such an angel for going through with all of this. I really can't thank you enough. Okay. I gotta go now. Thank you, and see you there. Bye. Come on in, it's open. And do you like the view? I bought this outfit just for you. A piece of classical black lingerie. It's almost a shame that you're gonna have to get me out of this. Only almost, though. Shush. Don't worry. You're not underdressed. That won't matter in a second anyway. And now, come here. Oh, I don't know for how long I've been waiting to do this. And I was beginning to believe it would never happen. Just lie back for me. Yeah, just like this. And let's get you out of these clothes. Well, except for your boxers. They can stay on a little longer. And one kiss on your forehead. One, two, three. Kisses on that pretty little mouth of yours. And tons of kisses for your neck. While my hands rub and explore your body. And some kisses for your chest. Oh, your nipples are sensitive. So, what if I kiss them and lick them? And suck on them all while my hand teases the other one? And slowly moves down to tease you through your boxers. You like it when I rub your dick like that? I thought so. Oh, look at you. Are you one of those guys that can come from nipple play alone? I would love to try that. But not today. Moving on. A couple of kisses for your belly. And there we are. You have arrived at your destination. Okay, let's get you out of these before they explode. There we go. Let's get this guy ready, shall we? Although, no, let's start with the most important part for today's adventure. I'll just lightly tease, touch, and stroke your cock while I suck your balls. After all, we better make sure that you build up a nice big loaf for me, huh? They're so full. You really kept your promise, didn't you? I can't wait for you to fill me up. Okay. These two have had enough attention. Now, I need to fill you in my mouth right now. Gorgeous. And it tastes so fucking good. Did you pour pineapple juice over it? Just kidding. I know it doesn't work that way, but... Oh man, I really wish this had happened sooner. I've thought and fantasized about this happening for so long. And I was starting to believe it would never happen. But here we are. You too? Yeah. Better late than never, I guess. God, my high school self would be so happy right now. If only she had known. Okay, I'll go a little deeper now. Yeah? What? You're surprised I can take you all the way? I don't want to brag or anything, but yeah, I'm pretty good at sucking dick, and I love it. I have a little bit of a oral fixation, you know? I also love sucking on fingers and stuff. And I also train it, you know? If you can call it that. My oral skills, I mean. Oh, you just never do, huh? Would have been a shame if you had never gotten to experience that, huh? Oh, fuck. I don't want to stop. You're getting close. All right, then I better stop. I would love to continue, but you know, weekends have that. Not today. Today, you're gonna make me a mama. And for that, you're gonna have to come in my tight little pussy, daddy. Oh, you like that, huh? When I call you daddy? Yeah, I was thinking we'll start in missionary. Later, I want to try something a little bit different. It's called Mating Press. Have you ever heard of it? Okay, don't worry, it's kind of like an exaggerated missionary position that also allows deeper penetration. You know me now, so I believe into stuff like that, so. And trust me, it's gonna be hot. Good? Good. Let's get started then. You've had a long enough break? Good. Oh, don't worry about me. I'm ready for you. I can't wait, actually. So, no, I don't want or need any other foreplay. I need you. I need you inside me right now. See? I'm quite wet already, actually. I'm practically dripping. It's all the anticipation, you know? For so many years, I've wanted this now. So you better live up to my expectations. The look on your face when I said that. Relax. Don't worry. It's gonna be great. I've been touching myself while waiting for you, and during the blowjob as well, so. And then there's my oral fixation, so no need to worry. All of that mixed with the anticipation. I'm ready. Trust me. And now, come here and get me out of this. The stockings stay on, though. Out of the question. And now come here. It's time to make me a baby daddy. You know, you were always cute. But you've grown into such a handsome young man, you know that? Oh, shut up. That's not a granny comment. That's just simply the truth. Yes, I'm ready. You can stop teasing me now. Just put it in already. So, you want me to beg, huh? Please, Daddy, please fuck me. Please put a baby inside me. Oh, fuck you. I love it. I was not expecting that. You feel great, though. You can go a bit faster if you want to. Can you? Can you give me a finger to suck on? Your thumb, ideally, so that you can caress my cheek with your hand. Just like that. Thank you, Daddy. Oops. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bite on your finger. It does happen. I can't wait, though. That was the finger licking good. There's some truth to that saying. Should I say it was finger biting good? I can be a bit dorky and bratty sometimes. So what? What are you gonna do about it? Punish me? I guess I bit off more than I could chew there. Okay, I'll stop. You wanna suck on my tits? Fair enough. I'll allow it. I get your thumb. You get my tits. Fair trade. Yeah. It's okay. I'll stop it. But suck him while you still can, you know? Baby's about to be here. arch nemesis in that regard. Should hope that this worked out on the first try, or if I'd rather have to for another round with you. Yeah, I guess we can't do that regardless. Come here, let's cuddle for a bit. That's another item on my teeny bucket list, then. Cuddle with your teen crush. Check. You know what? I'm actually happy this just happened now. It was a long wait, but I'm sure it was worth it. We, or at least I, were too young and experienced back then. I don't think it would have worked out between the two of us. But now, Maybe it will. But, you know, let's not rush this. We'll take our time and see what happens. Regardless, I'm sure your good genes will make for a sexy son or daughter. Oh, shut up. I'm just teasing. You know why I said that? I just remembered something I found in that biology textbook in high school. There's actually a hypothesis that is called the good genes hypothesis, and another one called the sexy son hypothesis. Funny how that has stayed with me all those years, huh? No, sadly, I don't remember what they were about. We're gonna have to check on that later. But for now, let's just lay here for a bit and cuddle. Yes. If I want to be big or a little spoon? Both. Both is good. Your choice.